What day?
I was like, FaceTime question mark, and you were like, I'm watching a movie with my nephew.
Yeah. I'm like, who wants to FaceTime
okay,
when they're
here we go.
Sick?
Let's start the show. Here we go.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We are Scrubbing In. The gang's all here.
Gang's
well,
all
Amy
here.
Was here. I don't know where she went, but...
She'll be back.
She'll be back. Everyone else is here. Roll call, Tanya.
Here, here, here.
Mark.
Present.
Easton.
Hello.
I was like, Becca? He doesn't have a mic. Present. What's going on? You just came back from
the dead.
Yeah, the dead. I'm not sure how severe it was, but from the text and what I saw, it seemed like you may have had a strain of the deadly flu that's taking hold of our country.
So I came to the conclusion that it was not the flu. Because my temperature wasn't high enough.
I was being sarcastic, but you were acting like it was.
I felt like it was. Everything took me down for 2 full days.
Okay, I had the flu. Like, I actually had the flu, and I was down for, like, 10 days.
Yeah, so it wasn't the flu. It was just a bad cold.
And I also didn't want to talk to anyone or FaceTime anyone.
I didn't for one day. For the first day, I didn't want to talk to anybody. And then I got bored.
I am an excellent sick person. I act sick even when I'm not sick. I lay in bed. I binge watch TV shows. I eat junk food. Tanya is like, it's what you would expect when you have a little kid and you're like, they need your attention, and but they don't feel well, but they still are needy.
Yeah, it's weird because like a lot of my friends offer to like bring me things. Like they're like, can I get you soup? Do you need a minute? Like people were just being so like overly nice, but I was like, I don't need anything. In 2018, like, I have my phone, and, like, I'm very, like, self-sufficient.
Were any guys trying to bring you stuff?
Not one male, except for my dad.
Okay,
love you, Dad.
Oh, dads are the best. Yeah. But why, I mean, why would a guy offer to do that?
If they were interested, I'm telling you, that I was going to go there.
Yeah,
like,
that should just sign. That should
prove
to you that I have zero interest in me. Whatsoever.
But like, we don't really have any, aside from Tim Tebow, there's not been anyone that you've hung, like, talked to or anything.
That's true, I guess.
So it's not
really
like,
hasn't talked to Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's been some, like, exchange, though.
Yeah.
Just where are we on that? Just so
yeah,
everyone's
give
up
us a
to
brief
speed.
Update.
Okay, brief update. We got exchange phone numbers, whatever, and very brief text messages. And they're all about, like, the
Night to Shine, his incredible event, yes. Which was really a big hit and good for him.
Yes. Not very flirty.
Are you being flirty or are you
trying to be flirty?
Ryan tried to get her to send a video. He sent a video of highlights of Night to Shine.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ryan tried to get her to send a video back.
Right, right.
Of what?
Of us dancing in the studio. I was like, he's sending this like heartfelt, like, close to his heart charity video, and I'm going to send back, here's us dancing in the studio.
It could be perceived as mocking his video.
Right.
She didn't want to do that, so we didn't send
yeah,
it.
I'm glad that you said no to that
yeah.
one.
Yeah, so I'm still pondering my next move. It's not over yet.
Well, it has to be a double text at this point.
It's fine.
So when will you just...
Give up?
Yeah, like when will it be over?
When I'm walking down the aisle.
Oh,
I pointed out to her that he's going to be in either Port St. Lucie, Florida, or Binghamton, New York for the next 7 months.
Which one?
That'll be determined at the end of spring training.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the point is, he's not available. Like, she wanted to ask him to chalk prom in June. I said, he's got a game that night. The baseball's every day.
I know, baseball. Baseball players are tough. I don't know that you would like dating a baseball player.
Becca would like dating.
I was
going
to say,
player.
That is right up my alley. But
unavailable from March
yeah.
to September every
so
year.
So I don't have to see it, but do I have to watch baseball? Because that's a problem.
But this is the slow burn. Like, I'm in for the slow.
The long game.
The long game. Yeah.
This
the
is
end
not,
game.
This is not, what is it? Love is a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what you were getting at before we went live with this is you kept FaceTiming people when you got bored.
Yes. Nobody, I love FaceTiming.
But nobody else does.
I got rejected.
Mark, you
rejected her. Do you agree with me or not?
No, I'm saying no. She's the only person I know who genuinely likes to FaceTime for no reason.
I love
her
it.
And five-year-olds love yeah. FaceTime.
Like, I was going to say my nephews. I like FaceTiming my nephews.
My kids love it.
Shout out to Haley Steinfeld because she always accepts my FaceTimes.
And she FaceTimes you too.
Yeah. She's like one of my only friends that really reciprocates. But that night I was really like wanting to talk to somebody. This was like day three in bed. And I texted our friend Raquel and she was like not available. And then I was like texted Sophia and I was like, FaceTime question mark? She's like, oh, I'm losing, you know, I can't right now with my voice.
Wow.
And then I texted Becca and I was like, FaceTime.
Well, now I'm pissed that I was like, third.
I'm watching, because I know you don't like to.
Oh, well, whatever.
So that night I just, back to my parents. My parents always answer my FaceTime.
Yeah, I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what parents do.
Yeah.
So. They're there for you.
Yeah.
And what were you doing at the time, Becca?
I actually went and surprised my family. Well, my sister's birthday is Thursday, and so my parents drove into Louisiana from Florida, and so I was like, I'm going to fly in and surprise everybody.
By the way, Becca's so good at surprising. Her mom called when we were on our way down to Chalk the other day, and Becca knew this whole time she was surprising her. It was so cool, calm, and collected the whole phone conversation. I was like, I would have completely given that away.
Well, we've discussed that there's that difference between us.
But how did it go? Did they cry?
No. There was no tears. But everyone was like, oh, my. Like, I totally surprised. No one had any idea.
Set the scene. Where were they when you made your entrance?
So this was the problem. I had never been. My sister and my brother-in-law and my nephews just moved down south to Baton Rouge. And so I haven't been there. So I pull up and there's a gate code to get into the complex of the condos. I'm like, shoot, how do I get this? And this is at like 9 a.m. there, so it's 7 here. And so I text my sister. I'm like, hey, do you have a gate code? I'm ordering you something for your birthday, and I didn't know if they needed that to get in.
Oh, good.
Smart.
Good. And then my mom was like, this is weird. It's 7 there. Like, why? This seems suspicious. So they like looked out the window. They could see me like from there. So I really would have surprised them if I had known the gate code or if there hadn't been a gate code. But yeah, it was
Jake,
really fun. What?
Couldn't he have given you the gate code?
I never even told him. I literally didn't tell anybody.
Oh, I thought he knew for some reason.
No, I was going. Remember, I called and then he was like in the car with her. Yeah. It was good though. It was good to see the fam. My nephew, Jackson, who's the oldest, he's 8. He wanted to stay with me both nights at the hotel. So I didn't get a whole. I'm tired. I haven't slept a lot.
Did you
totally
used to stay with your family?
I still do. They just live in a place, right? They're like transitioning in between buying homes. So they didn't have enough beds like for my, and I didn't want to put anyone out because I was the one who surprised them. And so I was like, I'll just get a hotel. But normally we all 12 of us stay in one place when we're together. But I got a hotel and Jackson wanted to stay with me. And so it was cute. But it was like mom life for a couple of days, but he is scared of the dark. So he slept pretty much on top of me, and he's big. He's
That's
like a big 8-year old
though.
Yeah, it was fun. So I got back late last night, had a long plane ride.
How's Phoebe doing?
Phoebe like does not miss me when I'm gone. It's hurting my feelings. She loves Caroline and Hannah Mice. She loves everyone so much more than me.
That's not true.
No, it's true. But it's so funny to me because it's like I'm getting a feeling of what other people feel like towards me. Or like how I treat people, you know?
Oh. Right, right, right.
So it's like I kind of have perspective on like, oh, that sucks, but I move on quickly.
Right, like that didn't feel good.
Yeah.
The Tilly aloofness is coming back at you now.
It really is. It's like she is me as a dog. It's really interesting. I'm not kidding. It's the weirdest thing.
That is interesting, actually.
Yeah. But I will say I got called out for, you know, acting like indifferent towards our friendship on the last podcast, like some of the emails, and then I got some tweets. And so I felt like I tried to be more like attentive to you last week, not when you were sick and I was home, because like I am like don't even have my phone when I'm home really. But I felt like I was like more attentive to your text and was like kind. Did you feel like that?
I didn't feel a giant shift, but I'll try and pay attention. You did say yes to going on a walk with me today, so that's nice. Yeah.
Where are we going?
We're going around
town.
Probably
just walking to Country Mart.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I was like, you know, I don't think that you feel like I'm like indifferent about our friendship, but I also was like, oh, maybe if people are picking up on that, I act like that. I don't want that to be the perceived feeling.
No, and I know that like, I know in my heart of hearts, like if I ever needed somebody, like you're my best friend. You really are. Like like if I needed something like in an emergency or you know what I mean, like you're always there for me, and I know you'll always be there for me, and that's what matters.
Alicia?
We're very different people. We have very different dynamics, and I think that's kind of what makes our friendship so special.
I know. I mean, I know that, you know, you're clearly like my best friend too, and so it's like one of those things where I'm like, I know it, and I feel like you know it, but just so the people know it, because I think we play it up a lot
of
on
course,
here. It's
of
like
course.
I'm needy, and Becca doesn't give me any attention, but I just wanted to set the. What?
I'm so touched by what just happened here. It's so sweet. I've never seen two people confess their feelings for each other like that. And it was really nice.
It's so true, though. Like, it's hard. You don't want to say, like, if a bad thing happens or, you know, like.
You're my emergency contact on my applications for the houses I've been filling out.
That is a step. That's a big step. But it's true. Like, I know, and I know we do play it up a lot, you know, because we are very different. And I think we both understand our strengths and our weaknesses and how we are different. But at the end of the day, like, you literally are like family to me. And I love you so much.
I love you.
Can you spell Tanya's last name?
Oh,
R-A-D.
That's what you put on the applications? R-A-D?
Yeah. I'm like, hopefully they don't ask for the real name. I do have it in here, but I can say it. Rady Sadievich? No? What is it?
Rady Savievich.
Oh, well, that was my southern version.
Yeah, southern version. That was pretty good, though.
Well, I'll do that, too. Now, I didn't do a Grays quiz, so people are going to be mad at me about that. But I'll also do kind of a how well do you know each other test for you guys. Wouldn't that be fun? Almost like a newlywed game kind of thing, but for friends.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. I'll do that for next week.
That's kind of, okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Good.
Did you guys see the clip of Chrissy Teigen on Ellen DeGeneres? It was so funny. She was playing the game. It's called, like, You Don't Know Jack About John. Uh-uh. And Ellen was quizzing her about John Legend stuff, and she had no idea.
Oh, that's funny.
It was the funniest thing. She was like, what was the name of the song he won his first Grammy for? And she was like, she, like, had no idea. It was so funny.
Yeah, I feel like I'm like Chrissy in the sense that I would not know those, like,
but she knew like a couple
things.
Like,
yeah,
you know, like his first band name or something.
Yeah, what was it? I didn't know he was in a band.
Yeah.
So you started watching The Good Doctor.
No, not only did I start, I finished. I'm completely caught up. 14 episodes.
14.
Yeah.
There's 14 episodes already.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
Did you? So you never got bored with it?
No, that show is so fantastic, and here's why I want people to watch it.
Here's your pitch.
Here's my elevator pitch. I think it really opens your eyes to, you know, people with developmental disabilities. Sometimes they don't get, like, I don't want to say the credit that they deserve, but they have such a different perspective on things that I think oftentimes, because we don't understand, we fear it, when in reality, I think they have so much to offer, and that different perspective is, like, you actually see in the show.
Yeah.
It's life-saving at times.
Yeah.
You know, and it does take nurturing, and it does take, you know, he has, like, kind of not a mentor, but kind of a guy that's kind of helping him. And it does take somebody, like, stepping out and actually helping.
Right,
you know,
making an effort.
Mm-hmm. But I do think that people with developmental disabilities have such a different perspective and things to offer that I think it's so cool that conversation is being opened up and explored. And it's just, I don't know, I think it's really beautiful. I think the actor is amazing.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's such a great show. I'm just so happy that it's there.
I just did the math. Over the weekend, you spent 10 hours and 20 minutes watching The Good Doctor.
Not only did I watch that, I watched all of The Resident.
Oh, my God.
And, a couple episodes of 9-1-1, and I watched some old Sex and the City.
This is why you were FaceTiming random people, because you were
this
just desperate
like
for
dream
human
weekend.
Contact.
Yeah. Yeah, I love this.
And I tried
I'm
to
jealous.
Read, like I was trying to read, because I was like, I just don't want to watch so much TV, and then I just was like, so just like, bleh.
Maybe I'll keep watching.
But I'm so bummed, because we were supposed to get your mojo back this weekend.
You did? Oh, because you couldn't go because you were sick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, wait. Also, though, the problem was that Phoebe was acting really weird
Phoebe
on Friday.
Was sick, right?
And I had to take her to the emergency hospital, which ended up being literally nothing. The doctor's like, she's acting pretty crazy back there, trying to get away from everyone. I was like, all right, maybe she faked me out. I don't know. Like a kid not wanting to go to school.
Oh.
So, maybe I wouldn't have been able to go out, but it's okay. We're going to get my mojo back.
So, what is the status of your mojo right now?
Mojo's still
where
it was.
Still what, waning?
Yeah, still just resting on a low level.
I feel like I'm losing mine too while we're at it. Like, mine's slowly going downhill too.
Maybe like your cycles match up. Maybe your mojo also matches up, and that's
bad. You know
bad.
How you get your mojo back? I'll tell you.
How?
You like someone. You get attracted to someone, and your mojo.
I know. You can't force yourself to do that, though.
No, but it, right, of course not, because you got to wait till they show up. I had like, I don't know. I always have like a little mojo, but I had like, I'd say like a medium level mojo. And then when I started liking someone, it's like at a 10, it's a problem.
Wow.
10 out of 10, maybe 100 out of 10. Wow. Like, it's just like, hey, and it's because I like someone so much. And it's kind of awful. I'm not going to lie.
What?
It's super awful.
Liking someone so much?
Yes. Yeah. I love it, but it's also awful. And I like want him all the time.
We bring back to my, like, me allowing myself to feel that. Because it's so good, but it's so
scary.
And stressful and hard and confusing. And you're just, literally, I cry happy tears, sad tears, all at the same time. Every day.
Every day.
That's a lot.
Every day.
I don't know if I can, I don't know if I want that mojo. I don't want that mojo.
Right. So the 100 out of 10 is,
I want to have like a strong 8.
Where are you at right now out of 10?
Like 4. Mm. 4
I'd
or 5.
I'm at like 6.
6 and dropping.
Yeah, 6 and dropping. It's waning.
What are we saying mojo is?
Just like that, like.
Yeah,
like I got my mojo. Like I got my confidence. I'm like, good, yeah.
100 out of 10. And it is rough every day.
You know what really helps your mojo?
Oh, I know what helps your mojo.
What is it?
Having clear, good skin.
That'll do it.
Having hydrated skin, having clear skin. Lucky for us and for you, there's BioClarity. BioClarity is very gentle on your skin, I've noticed. Mm-hmm. It's not anything like, sometimes I try products and they're very intense. And whether they're working or not, they affect my skin in a way where it's like, oh, it gets worse before I see any improvement. With BioClarity, it's gentle enough that you don't notice any like drastic negatives. It's all positive.
I was just talking about this. I feel like your skin is such a, it's a, actually a really important part of your confidence. Because I used to have acne real bad.
We talked about this on the radio this morning.
Yeah, I know. And so I'm regretting saying it on the podcast. So I'm like, should I admit that I had acne? It's kind of gross.
I have a question for you guys. On exfoliating, you know exfoliating?
Mm-hmm.
How long do you exfoliate one spot? I've been literally meaning to Google this for like weeks.
I think just one swipe.
One swipe? I thought it would be like a couple minutes.
You'll be down to the bone pretty soon.
Yeah, I've been to like an exfoliating treatment and it's just like, it gets in there, but it's gentle still.
Yeah, gentle.
Wait, so 30 seconds? You guys aren't answering.
I don't know.
10 seconds.
Yeah, 10 seconds for a nice exfoliate. The good thing about BioClarity is that it's delivered straight to you and it's easy to use and it's 3 steps and it's 100% vegan plus gluten and cruelty free.
I love that.
Yeah. So they have a cleanser, they have a treatment, they have a restore gel, and they have a hydrate, like a moisturizer.
Hmm.
And you can use the whole 3-step ritual twice daily and you don't have to worry about excess irritation and there are no harsh chemicals in the products, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And if you want to start using BioClarity and get glowing clear skin, just go to bioclarity.com. Right now you will get your first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping.
That's a really good deal.
I really want to stress to y'all how amazing that deal is because there's no other 3-step system or anything that you can get for that price.
I mean, I just bought a salad for $15. So, I mean, this is like legit, okay?
So it's $9.95 for the first month and it's free shipping. So it's a $20 savings and it comes with 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. But you have to enter the code BECCA. So once again, that's bioclarity.com and enter my code BECCA.
Amy sent this over, this thing in the New York Times over the weekend. It's very controversial.
Oh, what is it?
It was written by a woman, but she says that women over the age of 30 should not wear yoga pants.
As I'm wearing yoga
pants. Even at the gym, it says.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
What was her point, really? Just because it's impossible to not be self-conscious?
I guess she said, like, we don't need to, she says in there somewhere, we don't need to see your, like, dimply skin coming through your yoga pants.
And I was just like, this
Right. Because like yoga pants can make you look good.
Well, yeah. And everyone loves yoga pants. Like,
is there an age limit to yoga pants in your opinion?
No, I don't think so.
No,
I would have very choice words.
A strongly worded letter to her.
Strongly worded
letter
to her.
Well, give it. Give it to us.
Them, but go ahead.
F you. I can wear whatever the F I want to wear. I love wearing workout. I wear workout pants probably 90% of my life.
Well, here's the deal.
Because they make me feel comfortable and confident.
That's what I was going to say. If you feel good in them, and if you want to wear them and wear, like, maybe a longer shirt over them if you don't feel great, like, with your, you know, showing your butt. But that's a personal thing. Like,
totally.
If you feel confident enough to wear yoga pants, then wear yoga pants.
And I, like, I might have peaked at 20, but I'm going to re-peak at 33.
She says the yoga pants and other types of leggings are bad for women. More specifically, add to a general and sexist sense of pressure women feel to look hot at all times. I didn't understand what she's talking about.
I don't get that. Was a dumb article for her to write.
I also have issue with people saying like moms can't wear bikinis and like.
Well, just, I have a list of those things actually. Fashion age limits.
It's just rude and unnecessary.
Well, her point, I guess, is that it's part of the a self objectification of women because you are then stared at by all around you and that sort of thing. And I'm not agreeing with anything she says.
Right,
I'm
right,
just
right.
trying to explain her point of view.
Right.
But is there any age? Can grandmas wear yoga pants?
Yes, but I don't wear crop tops because I feel like there ain't no reason for me to be wearing a crop
well,
top.
There are. I think some of these things you do age out of. Like, let's talk about nose rings. What age
but
is it okay to wear a nose ring?
I think it's all a personal preference. I don't think there's any, like, I've never wanted a nose ring. I just haven't.
Right.
But it's fine. Moms, grandmas.
Yeah.
I think there are certain things that people can wear at a certain age that you can't wear at another age, but yoga pants is not one of them.
Have you stopped wearing anything because that was more teenager years, that sort of thing?
Hell no.
I mean, well, no. I was going to say, yeah, I think you grow out of things just naturally, but I think if there's someone who is in her 40s and she's like, an artist and has tattoos and a nose ring and that's her style, then
right.
do
I mean,
it.
We're not like wearing like butterfly clips in our hair
I
anymore.
Wish we were though. Yeah, yeah. Maybe we should bring those back. Let's talk about bringing butterfly clips back.
What about long hair? Everybody, women always chop their hair at a certain point.
Yeah.
You know, very few moms have long hair. Is there an age limit to long hair?
No.
No. Over the age thing. Like, I'm over it. If you want to wear a crop top at 43, you wear a crop
miniskirt,
top at 43.
Stiletto heels.
No, because you can. I'm 44 and I wear short. But this is not my good area. You have to know
have
your area.
And bad areas.
That's what I'm saying.
Preference.
Yeah, it's like if you have an amazing stomach and want to show off your abs at 40, do it.
Yeah.
But my thing is. The thing is that you have to be prepared for opinions like this person.
True.
Like, people are going to have opinions about it. So, and you have to be able to say, okay, if the stereotype or the suggestion is that I don't wear this outfit at my age, then if people are going to say something, I have to be ready for it.
Right. And everyone's got an opinion.
Ain't it the truth?
Yeah. Can we talk about Fergie for a second?
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel... Okay, admittedly, I've watched it several times and have laughed through the whole thing because of the facial expressions. Mm-hmm. However, I genuinely, like, it hurt me for her that her statement release was an apology. Like, apologizing that, because people were saying, like, wow, that's the worst we've ever heard, and it was, like, disrespectful to the country.
So what do you think she should have said?
Just maybe like, ignore whoa, I tried a different version of the song. Clearly didn't go over well.
She did say that.
I know, yeah. But it made me sad that she was like, sorry if I like offended anyone, basically. I was like, no.
Oh, this is
the It's hard to mess with that song. You know, like she tweaked it a bit.
A bit?
You don't tweak with that.
It was literally what, like, how my dad would sing it, like, joking around.
Totally.
Like, with, like, too much emphasis on things. Yeah. I feel like that's how you would sing it.
Totally.
If you were, like, going to sing the national anthem.
Now, I have a question. Do we think that people were mean commenting on it? Or is that the nature of the beast? Like, we're allowed to say.
Oh, I mean, the thing with social media now, it's like, you can do one simple thing and you will get destroyed for it for what, like a few days, and then they're on to the next thing.
Yeah. And I think the thing is, when you're a public figure, you open yourself up to that. You know what I mean? You sign up for the Super Bowl, you're going to get criticism either way. You sign up to sing the national anthem, you're going to, I think that's just part of being a public figure.
Was she right to apologize, or should she have been like, hey, that's my thing, sorry you didn't get it, move on?
I think she should have been more like laughing it off. It like made me sad that she felt the need to apologize. Like, was anyone genuinely offended by that? People were just being like silly and making,
but I think
memes.
People were like, ooh, ouch, that sucks. So I think she kind of did the right thing,
because
she's like, look, I tried something, yeah, sorry it blew.
Say, does that star-spangled banner?
Okay, so if you're Fergie, do you come back again and sing the anthem somewhere else and nail it? Or
no,
do you
shot.
Just,
no,
just,
no,
go,
no. Just say, hey, I tried, I failed, I was several, I made the meme world much more hilarious.
Yeah. I put a smile on Chance the Rapper's face.
Yeah, and he has such a cute smile. Yeah.
People like forget him. In one day.
And so I was gonna say, I mean, I used to think when being on The Bachelor, it was like, oh my God, if I do anything, it's going to be like life-altering, and then right, it'd be over the next day.
And then, yeah, talk about something new.
I was going to say, then someone else would be, mm-hmm, you know, ready to take the criticism.
Pie. Should we talk about Aniston while we're at it then?
Oh, we should, actually.
Yeah. Okay, I thought something was going on because, you know, I have a radar on Jen Aniston. And I noticed I hadn't seen them together in a while. And they weren't as, like, any time I did see them, it was like a shot of them leaving somewhere or something. It was just not, my sensors were high alert.
So you, like, felt this coming.
It wasn't, like, the shocking, devastating blow for me.
I'm beginning to think it's her.
Here's the other thing. I watched an interview with her on Ellen for Ellen's birthday, and she was saying how they all went out together all the time, whatever. And a lot of her friends thought, she said something like, yeah, I think people are starting to wonder if I was on your team or something.
Who?
Jennifer Aniston saying that to Ellen.
Oh.
And
oh.
I was like, oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I think who are we to judge people with failed relationships?
Because, oh, right. there's zero judgment here. I don't know. I want her to be like, it's almost like I just want her to be happy no matter like what it's with.
Do you want her back with Brad?
No.
I think he's kind of strange. I mean,
I want her with Ross Geller. End of story.
Ross Geller?
That's
Schwimmer?
Yeah. Nobody.
I mean, I love
friends.
Them. They're like Ross and Rachel were everything in Friends, but I don't. Jen and David don't do it for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know.
Doesn't America want Jen and Brad back together?
Yeah, America does. Yeah. I mean,
I like it for the narrative.
I was gonna say,
but
I love the story of it.
She didn't want. She doesn't want kids. And he has six kids. So how are they gonna get past that?
That would be a conversation they'd have to have.
It's not like he has one or two. He has six children, and she doesn't want any.
My main thing lately is that we're all so judgy of everybody. Just judgy, judgy, judgy. Me too.
Judge duties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I'm reading this article. What will happen to Jennifer Aniston's engagement ring? Like it's the freaking Neil Lane thing from The Bachelor. It's like, I think she gets it.
Or she gives it back.
Did y'all look at the article? They showed her house, like all her like interior design. Mm-mm. It's amazing.
Well, and all the armchair quarterbacks that are like Architectural Digest. They weren't photographed together. And now they're selling the house. So maybe she did Architectural Digest to help sell the house. Everybody's got their.
I love how everybody's saying that Courtney Cox is her lobster. They're like, maybe her friend's just her lobster. I'm like,
could be true. Yeah. It's like,
what does it mean you're lobster?
You and friends on TV's like, he's our lobster.
Like every lobster's
mate, they stay together for life.
Like penguins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought it was there was like a perfect lobster for every lobster had its pair or something.
I don't know. I just made up my own story. I don't know. Oh, okay. Mark totally bought it.
I did.
So I just felt like everyone else would.
Isn't it interesting that TMZ thinks they may have never been married in the first place legally?
Yes. Juicy tidbit. Mark, explain.
TMZ says they cannot find any marriage certificate for those two. They had the big ceremony in Malibu with the house and everything, but they can't find any legal record of it, which is an interesting move.
Meaning, like what? Like they never wanted to be married?
So they're not married?
They wanted to be married with quotes around it, so everyone thought they were married. But right. in the event of this happening, it's so much cleaner to not be married.
Yeah, just they peace out. Just broke up.
Yeah, peace out. Lobsters do not mate for life. They they mate by a weird system of serial monogamy, so they aren't catting around, but they do not mate for life.
I liked my version better.
I liked mine better, too.
What was yours?
That every lobster has its pair.
Like, has its pair.
Yeah. Like there's
it has
one
its match.
Has its match, yeah. Okay. It's like every lobster has a soulmate.
Basically, what it all comes down to, whether Jen wants kids, whether she doesn't want kids, whether she's with Brad, whether she's alone, whether she's with a girl, I want her to be happy.
Yeah.
I've been rooting for her for so long.
I mean, I think
she's
she
like
seems
who I
happy.
Wanted to be. Yeah, she seems happy to me. Well, she's probably, if she was never legally married, then she's probably really happy right now. She's just moving on with her life.
Mm-hmm. And if she wasn't happy with Justin Theroux, why stay in an unhappy relationship?
Preach. I totally agree. Totally agree.
That doesn't sound good.
Being miserable is no good.
Yeah. But you also have to remember there are ups and downs. And sometimes when things aren't great.
Right. They, you should push
yeah,
through.
Yeah.
How much time do you try to figure that out?
I know. That's
I'm too single to give this advice.
I know. It's such an interesting question because it's like, it is true. Like, obviously marriage isn't, I mean, I'm not married, but it's not a walk in the park. Peaks and valleys.
Sure.
When there's a valley, how long do you ride that out?
Depends how deep the valley is.
Mm-hmm. And how many kids you have.
Yeah.
And what is the valley? Like, how serious is the valley?
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, at what point do you throw in the towel and what point do you work?
I think you work. I think no matter what. I mean, short of infidelity, I think you work. I mean, Amy and I have been married for 15 years. There have been ups and downs, but no downs so serious that we ever
But
considered.
If you have the right. downs so serious for a long time,
yeah.
I think you really have to think about it. So here's how
That's
I have
true.
A,
if it's
I have
all
a
down
different
for
scale.
A long, long time.
I have a different scale, and I'd like to know what you guys think. It is how happy are you? I call it my how happy are you scale. So if, like, I'm 80% happy, well, that's a solid yes. If I'm 20% happy and 80% this is not good, time to go. Mm. You know what I mean? And not one day. I'm talking for like a duration of time.
Yeah.
Because yeah. no amount of work is going to get you, is going to fix things that can't be fixed.
I'd be interested to know whoever's listening, if you've been in a relationship or marriage, if there's been valleys, or if you have advice on this, since we're, you know, kind of like shrugging yeah. our shoulders.
Because I think, I mean, for me, I think I only want to be married once, and I want it to last forever, obviously. So I'm hoping that.
So what happens if you get married, Tanya?
Yeah,
and it's all good, right? And it's going great, and then you got a couple kids, and things get hard, and people change. And you are unhappy, and you know you're unhappy
mm-hmm.
for years.
I mean, I think I would hope before it got to the year mark, I would like really dive into it and like deal with it.
You're still unhappy. You're unhappy.
Think I could work through it.
But also, it could be out of your control. Like I've always said, Amy and I will never get divorced. But the truth is, if Amy stops loving me, we're getting a divorce whether I want to or not. You know, if Amy decides she's out, she's out. So it's not always up to you.
So well, what about your parents? Tell the story. So have you told the story of your parents?
That they got divorced and remarried?
Yes.
I don't think you've told that on here.
No?
Mm-mm.
Tell it.
My parents got married when my mom was, the years are going to be a little fuzzy, but my mom was, I think, she moved here when she was 18. They got married when she was 19.
Moved here from Serbia.
So they got married young. And then they had me, my sister, and my brothers, three kids. And then they got divorced when I was 5. It was a very amicable divorce. I never felt like deprived as a child. I felt equally loved by both my parents. Split my time 2 weeks with my mom, 2 weeks with my dad for probably like 8 years. And then 10 years, at like year 9, they started dating again. And then they got remarried. And now they've been remarried for 10 plus years.
And they'd say the second time was better than the first, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's such a good
it's
story.
Pretty amazing.
I know.
It's
I
a
love
crazy
that.
Story. It's such a crazy story.
I know. It's. I don't know. You're the only person I know who has a story like that. That other
but
than like a movie.
What's weird is that like when they were divorced, I was never sad and never wanted them to be together. Like, they were both really happy parents. Like, very present in my life. Like, I felt like really good in both
like you were
my
never
households.
Like, oh, get back together.
Never once. And then when they got back together, I was like, this is so weird. I don't like you guys together. This is like creepy. Like I was so used to seeing them apart, you know?
It's
and
creepy.
Now I couldn't imagine. I can't even imagine them being separated.
Did they have
like,
relationships when they were split up with other people?
My mom did. Yes.
Good question.
Yeah. And I met like I liked him a whole lot. I'm sure my dad did, but we never met her or met any girl.
Sure.
Yeah. And so I never knew if my dad did or not, but my mom did. He was great. Like everything was so great. You know what I mean? Like I never felt.
How long was she with that guy?
Years.
And he was like a stepdad to you, kind of.
Yeah. Like very, you know, very involved.
Are you still in touch with him at all?
Mm-mm.
No. Whoa, I'm learning so much.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
It's really crazy because, but now that they're like together, I can't even imagine them apart. Like to me, like yeah. they're like, they've been married for 50 years.
Yeah. Wow.
And like, I love my parents so much. The way my dad adores my mom is like nothing I've ever seen before.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I have such like a high, high standard for my partner because
yeah.
I just see how much my
yeah.
dad has
yeah.
always adored my mom. You know, it's like so sweet to see.
Yeah. Well, as you should.
Yeah.
All right. I want to get to emails.
We'll leave you thread up and then we'll do emails.
Okay. We have a stack of emails. I'm so excited.
Finding a great deal. Really one of my favorite things to do. How about
so
you?
So you love your parents and finding a great deal.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love a great deal. I want to talk about ThredUp because it is such a brilliant concept. So ThredUp is basically an online thrift store. I don't particularly love going to the thrift store just because you have to kind of dig around, search through it.
Let's
I don't
be
like
honest,
shopping.
You don't like going to any store.
I don't like leaving my house
yeah.
in general.
Yeah.
So this is just another added bonus. So basically, it's an online thrift store. So you can shop for like amazing deals. There's designer options. It's up to 90% off retail price.
That's
so,
insane, by the way. 90% off retail. That's like
I know. And there's
10%
over
of what you would pay.
That's the math on that.
That was a good math. Some good math. There's over 30,000 brands on the site. So think Free People dresses for $10, J. Crew jeans for $12, Kate Spade handbags for $30.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. ThredUp makes it super easy to shop by personalizing your experience. You can use very specific filters to save your sizes, favorite brands, and price range to find exactly what you're looking for. Every item goes through the 12-point inspection process. So the items are in very gently used condition and may even have tags on them if they weren't worn at all.
I like the inspection.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good knowing that
yeah,
it goes
that
through
your
like
clothes.
I've been in a lot of thrift stores. There doesn't seem to be any inspecting.
I was
going to
say, the thrift stores I've been to looks like there is not an inspection process. So
yeah.
This is very
and
good
to
know.
And the fact that this is a 12-point inspection seems very thorough.
Yeah. They offer free shipping on qualified orders and super easy returns. So don't wait another minute. Get online. Go to ThredUp.com.
Mm-hmm.
ThredUp is offering Scrubbing In listeners an extra 30% off their first order. So you're basically
you even
going to pay like 50 cents.
Can't get a better deal than that.
Yeah. So go to ThredUp.com/Becca. That's ThredUp.com/Becca for an extra 30% off today. So fun.
It's from Jamie. Hi, Becca and Tanya. I love you both so much. I always listen on my way to work and can't help but crack up laughing. I also love Mark. Aw,
oh.
Jamie. He seems to always say what I'm thinking. Well, thank you, Jamie. All right, I'm 25. I've been dating a guy for 5 months. Things have been great. I really hope it works out. We don't live together yet. At what point in a relationship should you start doing normal things around a person? And here are her examples of normal things. Pooping in their bathroom, farting in front of them, eating ice cream and sweatpants with no makeup or hair done, coming home sweaty from a workout. That's a wide range to
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
I was going to say, wow. Okay.
I feel so comfortable around him, but I wanted him to be impressed by me. P.S. Would Happy Saturday work on Ben Higgins asking for a friend? Well, Jamie. Oh,
Tanya's dying over here. You good? No. She just needs some water.
So let's take these one at a time.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go in reverse order.
Actually, first of all, I love that she loves you, Mark, because we love you too.
Oh, thank you, Becca. That's
I agree.
And yeah, so start let's
Well, let's start
break
with
it down.
Like coming home sweaty from a workout.
Yeah, Mark's like goals.
I say, oh, thank you, Tanya. I say now. I say it's fine.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
It's great.
I wouldn't even think about
no
it.
No issue there.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Like first date in.
Eating ice cream and sweatpants with no makeup and
oh,
no hair.
Oh, that's now. First date material.
Yes.
First
yeah.
date material.
Do it. Because that's everything.
Yeah,
that, and I think as a guy, I'm looking for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want somebody who has to be made up to watch Netflix with me. Let's just relax
so
and have a great weekend. And
ruins Netflix if you have makeup yeah. on.
Okay. Farting in front of them.
Never.
Okay, this is my thing on farting. I grew up in a family that thinks farting is so funny, like that kind of humor. So I think it's funny when it happens like accidentally, like when a girl accidentally does it. And that those stories are like my favorite. But I personally, I'll be honest, I burp a lot, like belch loudly, but I don't fart a lot. So it's not been an issue for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard you fart.
Yeah, I like don't. It's not like I hold it in. I just like don't. I'm,
have you ever heard me fart?
I don't think so.
That's pretty impressive.
Next week's show.
I'm getting some microphones.
So you don't do this in front of your guys. Tanya, do you ever do it in front of your guys?
I used to. Like I was pro poop and fart in front of your partner.
Tanya
like,
said
I was,
she'd leave her door open while
yeah.
she was pooping.
Yeah, because, okay, you guys know, and spoiler alert, I have really GI issues.
Okay.
So I like
spoiler alert.
I don't I have problems going to the bathroom. And so it takes me a minute to go. And so I have to sit on the toilet for a long time. So I like to, when I'm in a relationship, leave the door open so that I can engage in conversation so that he knows I'm not just like pooping the whole time. That I'm just
what?
A bad idea.
Yes, that is the worst.
Well, this is how I used to be. And now I'm not ever going to do that anymore because it led me down a terrible path.
That's thank you. That's not why that ended though.
We'll never know.
You think that could have been a factor?
I don't know, but I think I think I should leave the bathroom stuff to myself.
Okay, I do agree that you need to maybe not do that. Maybe keep some romance in there. But I don't think that was a deal breaker. I feel like he would have been like, "Hey, can you maybe like just shut the door?"
Yeah. Yeah,
talk like, through the door.
Like I give myself, I set my alarm 20 minutes earlier in the morning so that I can sit on the toilet for 20 minutes. That's how long it
wow.
takes me.
And it's always in the morning?
Decompress. I have to sit there. I have to put my feet up on the squatty potty and just like,
oh my God.
Wait, the squatty potty's new though. That wasn't always
that was
a thing.
New. That's a new thing.
But it helps.
It helps. And I really like, that's a thing for me. So I think my partner has to be like
open
okay
to that.
With that
Amy, get us a squatty potty endorsement because that was natural right there.
Oh God,
honestly,
they're game changer.
I have tried one and it was nice, it helped, but I'm
Tanya
I'm not
has
at
like
point
problems
where
in that area.
Yeah, I do.
So I think it's
it.
I think it's I mean I don't I, you know 15 years together 20 years together and we don't do it in front of each other and it will happen accidentally and it's funny when it does.
Yeah,
but I it feels disrespectful to me to just let her rip in front of
yes.
her.
Yes, God, yeah.
I don't love. I personally don't love it, but like I
did
know
Robert
couples
ever fart in front of you?
No, like we didn't fart. Like
brothers,
I like did not do any of that according to Robert's. Like
brothers yeah. are way different, Becca. Like the fact that you can do it in front of your sisters and brother, that's fine.
No, I said Robert.
No, I know, but she was saying she grew up in a family
oh,
where
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like that is fine, but I draw the line on the like. My guy will not know. That's why whenever we go to a hotel, I'm always looking like, not that we go to hotels, but I'm looking for two bathrooms.
Or visit the lobby when you need to.
Well, I can't
two
go
bathrooms.
In public.
Oh, well, then you got
a
real problem.
Some hotel rooms have a powder room
you
if you get
suite.
Like a suite.
Yeah.
And I will spare no expense because it's like.
No, really, the key is get a good spray that you can spray and just like
poopery.
Mask it. Poopery, yeah. Yeah. Get us another Spawn deal, Amy.
Poopery okay.
and a squatty potty.
Well, thank you, Jamie. That was a fun conversation.
Wait, so basically, what do we say?
No okay. farting, no pooping.
I say hold that as long as you can.
And if you if it comes out on accident, like laugh about it. Everyone does it. It's
right.
just
but
don't like
Dutch oven him.
I was gonna say,
oh my God!
I was literally about to say, don't do it and hide him under the blankets. That's rude. But some people like that stuff. So if that's
do.
Yeah, I
but
mean,
the
I,
other stuff, I'll do it. Come home sweaty from workout.
Yeah,
he
wants to see you sweaty, and he wants to see you without no,
absolutely.
And without makeup.
Really does.
And Netflix is not cozy with makeup on. All
right. Anonymous. 6 months ago, something happened with this guy I liked and his best friend. Okay, so here's the deal. So she and this guy have been talking on and off for 3 years. She wanted a relationship with him. She said, she told him that she wanted that, but he never made a move. 6 months ago, she flirted with his best friend. They all went out. Long story short, the best friend was making moves. And the first guy ended up catching her and the friend messing around together. She says, I did not know he would care since he never wanted to date me and he'd always be with other girls. So what's wrong with me making out with his best friend? We've never crossed that line, each other. After that, we didn't talk much, though I did try to apologize several times. He never let me explain my side. The few times we did talk, he would make me feel as though I was worthless to him now because I made out with his best friend. And I just couldn't handle that anymore. So I cut off all communication for my own mental health so I could finally move on. My question is, how do you move past something like this? Fully move on from a person you never really dated, but you let them go without any closure. I hate burning bridges. I hate leaving things on bad terms with loose ends. So this is new to me. I'm 25. Thanks, Anonymous. Hashtag hope they're not listening.
Y'all, I've actually been through something so similar to this. I was hanging out with a guy and we weren't dating, but we had kissed, but that was like it. But it was very like, you know, rare, far and few in between. But I ended up making out with his little brother, which is similar to best friend, but maybe worse. Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't even talk to me or let me like explain my side. I still to this day have no closure. He blocked me on social media. I'm still blocked, which is weird because I haven't even like, I don't think about him often. But like it was the hardest part for me was that I couldn't just say like, I'm sorry, or like, I don't know what happened, or explain my situation, or like my point, because I think his brother got to explain his side of things. And I'm like, well, what did he tell you? Right. Like, I don't know what his side of the story was. I mean, what happened, and it wasn't like anything could be fixed at that point. But I was frustrated because I didn't even get a chance to like explain or be able to even just say like, I'm sorry that I hurt you or that made this uncomfortable. So my advice is just,
well,
like,
here's your platform now. Maybe you can apologize now.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I don't think you have anything to apologize for.
I didn't. Well, technically, it was he had feelings for me, and I knew that he did. And the thing with the brother was so random, and like there was no like.
Who is this?
I'm not gonna say it on here. I don't think they. I doubt they listen.
Do I know this person?
Yeah.
Oh.
Brother.
Is it Jess?
No. I would make out with his little brother, though.
But no, I think it all comes down to, like, sometimes, like, when people are, like, dating or, like, if someone kisses someone. Like, I think kissing and dating is so subjective to people. Do you know what I mean? Like, some people could just kiss whoever and, like, not really care. And some people, a kiss could mean the world.
I know. And
so
that's
I think
the thing.
That's kind of.
But, so you broke this guy's heart. I mean, he had feelings for you and you didn't reciprocate. And then
yeah,
you
I think it
brother.
Was like.
You broke his heart.
Angry, yeah. And like, it was more of like, I hurt him in the sense that I didn't want to date him, but then, you know, had whatever with his little brother. So I think that, I think his feelings were totally justified. And whether he still reacted the same after I talked, it wouldn't have mattered. I just wanted to say, like, be able to explain it and talk to him about it. And he wouldn't do that. So
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, but I totally get where she's coming from.
Anonymous, though, I don't think that necessarily she has anything to apologize for.
She doesn't.
Only because it's a best friend, not a brother. And also, she made it clear that she was interested, and he didn't take her up on that.
Right.
Right? So did she really do anything wrong here? Clearly he has feelings for her, or he wouldn't be so hurt by this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why didn't he ever make a move? Why didn't he ever say anything?
I think you said it. We've said it a lot. I think people we're all scared.
Everybody's scared.
We're all scared.
Yeah.
And I think that the fear has people missing out on a lot of opportunities. And instead of accepting like, oh, I should have made that move, and since I didn't, I lost out, he's lashing out at her.
He's
or making
her
feel
That's
like
true.
She did something wrong and putting the blame on her. So I think she needs to just move on and not try to let him explain it to her. And I think eventually if he really likes her and cares about her, he might come around. Mm-hmm.
Should she make any efforts? Because if she still has feelings for him, should she try to mend this bridge at all? Because he clearly has feelings for her that maybe this was what it took to find that out and they can build something from this?
I feel like she tried already. Like, I feel like at this point, if she's kind of tried to make amends and he's been the one that makes her feel guilty.
Yeah, he's blocked
like
her.
Then she needs to move on. Which is, I know it's easier said than done, but eventually you do move on. You just don't talk to them. You don't see them. out of sight, out of mind a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And then if he's able to be mature about the situation and really wants you, then he's going to come back around at some point.
That is excellent advice.
It was.
Thanks, guys.
I picked out one that's directly to Becca and one that's directly for Tanya. Oh. Let's start with Becca. On the last podcast, Brooke says, you all touched a little bit on Becca's experience on The Bachelor. She even went to say that she wasn't too interested in either of those relationships. But since Becca made it to the final two on Chris Soule's season, would she have accepted his proposal at that time if he chose her?
There's another.
There is. Also, would Tanya ever consider going on The Bachelor? She would kill it.
She would kill it?
Uh-huh. Kill it.
Oh, God. They would kill me. Oh, I'd be an emotional basket case.
But you would go on there, wouldn't you?
What?
You'd go on there, wouldn't you?
No, I don't think I could do it.
Really?
I think if I was the one that like got to date all
you could
of
be
them,
the best
I think I could do that. Mm. But I don't think I could, no.
We do a lot of training before you went on. A lot of mental, emotional training to get you ready.
I think it would really mess with me, like dating the same guy. And like, you know me, I like making girlfriends. So I feel like I would like be friends with these girls.
Well, you do, naturally. That's what
you
do.
Yeah, but then I'd be like, but I like that guy.
That's exactly what happens.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was rough.
I think it would be hard for me.
Yeah. First of all, when I said that, I don't know what context I said it in. I liked both of those guys, Chris and Ben. And with both of them, my problem was that it was such a short amount of time, which I knew, especially going into Ben's season. But with Ben, I was a lot more intentional about why I went on specifically to meet Ben. So I was already had those feelings for him starting off. Whereas Chris, I hadn't watched the show, so I didn't know much about him at all, even if I'd like him. I don't know if I've ever said this publicly, but I'm not under contract anymore. So,
juicy.
When I was on Chris's season towards the end, I told Chris that if he proposed to me, I couldn't say yes. And I don't think they showed this.
Wow.
Because I knew that if he proposed and I said yes, I would be saying it just to appease everyone who was watching the show and like him. And, you know, I didn't think it was fair because I knew that my heart wasn't there. And I also had told him that I wasn't in love with him yet. And so for me to accept a proposal after I had already said I wasn't in love with him seemed so backwards to me. And so I told him, like, basically, if you want to choose me, but I don't propose to me.
Right.
And so that's why when it ended the next day, well, that happened the night before. I don't think they showed it in that order. But when he broke up with me in the barn, there wasn't this like shock because when I told him that, I was like, I mean, that just changed the game as far as.
Well, and he's probably getting all this pressure from like producers. Proposal, big finale. Well,
and I think there was the season before was Juan Pablo and he didn't propose. He just was like, I want to date you. And they were like, we can't, like, that can't happen again, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So they needed a proposal. And I genuinely think Whitney was like who he wanted. Like, as far as what he came on the show for, I think that's who he wanted.
Right.
But I think we had this, like, we liked each other and we had chemistry and it was like, I think there was the hard to get aspect of it for him that he was intrigued by. But yeah, I basically told him that I wouldn't say yes to a proposal.
Wow.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
So it was a tough conversation, but I was like, okay, I either say yes and I'm like, what did I just do? Or he proposes and I say no and I'm like the most hated person ever.
That's a lot of pressure. National television, he's down on one knee, everybody watching. I mean, you'd have to say yes.
I'm just like silent. They cut to commercial.
Becca's just like, he's like, okay, say nothing if you mean yes.
Blink twice.
Yeah, I mean, it is a lot of pressure. And you think about these couples that go on the show and they get engaged and they break up soon after. It's like, yeah, because the guy's down on one knee. Like, a lot of people aren't going to say no in that situation.
Right.
I just took care of it before it could happen, which he ended up breaking up with me. So it was really a moot point.
Some
at
would
that
say
point.
That's you sabotage that relationship just the way you sabotage.
Yeah,
some of your life
I sabotage most of relationships. But that one was more for, that was, I actually was thinking about him in that situation because I was like,
well, yeah,
I don't
everybody
want
involved.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
50-50 chance you're going to get proposed to it. If you're not feeling it, I think it'd be the right thing.
Yeah.
It's a ballsy conversation, though.
I remember after
that
night.
Did you have
night?
Some good mojo? I feel like you probably had some major mojo.
I was
like
8 or 9 back then.
Mojo back then, yeah.
She's at a solid 9.
This one's just for Tanya from Krista. She wants to comment on Tanya's outlook of her 10th partner being her husband. We discussed last week that Tanya's been with 9 men, and she's planning on not going into double digits, or at least going over double digits, mm-hmm. and marrying number 10. Mm-hmm. Throughout my life, I had the same outlook. All of my friends thought I was nuts. In college,
me too.
I had a little too much fun and got to 9. Lo and behold, I met a great guy who turned into number 10 and then turned into my husband my final semester of school. Your idea can work. Love the podcast. Keep it up. P.S. Tanya, your laugh is one of the best I've ever heard. Krista. I agree, Krista.
Wow.
Me too.
Krista, thanks. That's like, that's nice positive reinforcement from a listener. And I thank you. That's mm-hmm. nice. Because everybody thinks I'm crazy too. When I said I had like I didn't want to go past
single digits.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was crazy.
Elizabeth has an interesting question. She's obsessed with your podcast. She says, I listen when I walk my dog, and he always looks at me like I'm crazy when I die laughing at everything you guys say. Her best friend just got engaged, and she really hates the guy.
Oh, no.
He's done some terrible things to her over the years of their on-again, off-again relationship. Cheating, lying, blowing her off, breaking up with her, you name it, he's done it. She always forgives him. They're good for a few months, then the cycle repeats. She's tried to move on many times. She blocks his number. She ignores him, but then he shows up at her apartment or her work and convinces her to get back with him. I've had many conversations with my friend about how much better she is than him and how she deserves so much more, but she is committed to him. After 3 years of spending so much time and energy to convince her otherwise, I've decided to support her decision to be with him. What I do need is advice on this. I know she's going to ask me to be her maid of honor. How am I going to give a nice speech at her wedding without lying and saying I love them together and I love the relationship? I truly cannot think of what I would say. Any advice? That's a tough one.
Oh, no. I think this is easy.
Oh, great.
I've been in a situation where I've been at a wedding and the bridesmaid and the groom's, like the, what is that, groomsman? Mm-hmm. What's the main guy?
Oh.
Best man?
Best man. What's that guy's name? When they deliver speeches, they focus on their memories with the bride or the groom. And maybe at the end, it's like, she could even just say, I just want you to be happy. And it keeps it a little more vague. But I think you focus, when giving a speech, you focus on your memories with her and y'all's friendship and that beautiful aspect of why you're that person standing next to her mm-hmm. and not make it so much about them as a couple.
Yeah. I think that nothing good comes from you sharing your dislike of her fiance, to be totally honest. Unless he's
like physically bad to her, yeah,
harming her in any way. You don't know what it's like being on the inside of anyone's relationship, and you're not in that relationship. She is your best friend, and I think you have to like just respect that she sees something in him that you may not see, and you have to work past it as much as that sucks. I've had friends that dated guys that I didn't particularly love, and I had to just swallow it and say I'm a different person than them, you know.
But I'm reading, it's not like, oh, he just has quirks that she don't like. I just reread it. It's like cheating, blowing her off, breaking up with her constantly. It's kind of
lying
more,
to her.
Yeah, but like, that's not, you know what I mean?
I'm just saying it's not, that's not like justifiable behavior. It's not like, oh, you don't know. It's like, oh, he cheats on her.
Yeah, but that's for her to decide.
I mean, yeah, she makes that decision. I'm just saying it's not like she's just like, I don't like him. I don't like his
personality. Right. But I think like as friends, we're there to pick up the pieces. You know what I mean? If it doesn't go well, like you're still going to be there for her no matter what.
Yeah, but you also don't want to see your friend have to pick up the pieces. Like you want to prevent her from having to go through the
pieces. Right, but I think
pieces.
At this point, now that they're engaged, it's almost too far gone. You know what I mean? Like I feel like that point, that ship may have sailed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
So there's nothing she can do.
Well, if she's, it seems like she's moved past the fact that they're.
Yeah, I guess she's accepted.
Now it's more about like she's the maid of honor and has to give a speech. And what does she say that's not lying, but also sweet?
You can find a really amazing poem, like a love poem that like makes you think of their relationship or whatever and like incorporate that somehow. There's ways to, like...
I mean, there's... like I said, there's ways to focus on her only and not...
And your relationship with her, not their relationship. Your friendship over the years and how you've noticed since then and the first time you saw her and she had braces and she spilled pudding on her shirt. You know, stuff like that. Yeah. That's cute and everyone's going to laugh. Yeah, I think that'll keep it light.
I was going to say, keep it light and funny.
Your friend knows how you feel about him. There's no, right. Yeah. So there's a way around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's nothing she can do to get her away from this guy, huh?
It says she's had many conversations. Yeah. So I'm guessing no.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say abort mission.
LC Tanya, just in a nutshell, she wants to know how to move on. She says you've talked about your long-term relationship and how difficult it was to get over it, and she's going through that right now. It's been 4 months since they ended it. It wasn't a very bitter breakup. They did it together, but she wants some advice on what she can do to move on. I'm not religious. I am in therapy. I downloaded Bumble, but it made me more depressed.
Yeah. I didn't start. I mean, I'd hold off on the dating apps for a while. I would read, it's called A Breakup Because It's Broken. And that sounds so stupid, but that book is so fantastic. It really like kind of breaks it down and kind of makes you feel a lot better and like not like what you're going through isn't
permanent.
It's not permanent. And it's also you're not like crazy for feeling the way that you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend that book. I read that book 3 times. Yeah, I always take it to the next step. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's never just like, Tanya, like, oh, here's one thing. It's like, I take it to the next level. Like,
3 times.
So I read it 3 times and highlighted it. And I would just say kind of try and go out with your friends. Spend a lot of time with your friends. I didn't really like being alone.
Mm-hmm.
That was like my biggest
Still
thing.
Don't.
I think the thing is, like, when you come out of a relationship, you're used to doing things in pairs. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, you're
yeah.
used to going to weddings with somebody.
With a
you're
companion.
Going, everything is like, oh, yeah, like, you're just used to having that person.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the first couple things that you do when you're just by yourself, I think it's, like, really jarring.
Yeah.
You know? So I think just, like, spending time hanging out with your friends, hanging out with your family, just, like, keeping busy is, like, super important.
What are you reading now? You said over the weekend you did some reading when you weren't watching 40
oh, yeah.
hours of television.
It's called You're a Badass.
Oh, I want to read. Wait, I think it's.
You Are a Badass?
I don't know.
A listener recommended it to me.
Oh.
JoJo posted a.
That's the same book.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah
she
yeah.
was like, it's really good.
Yeah.
How to Stop Doubting Your Greatness and Start Living an Awesome Life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag getting my mojo back.
Jen Sincero.
Maybe I need. Maybe that's my mojo. The start of my mojo coming
yeah,
back.
Yeah. I'm really. I was like, I went 2 pages in and wanted to vomit, but that was just because I wasn't feeling well. But that's what I'm reading. You should get it. We should read
Why
it together.
Why did you want to vomit?
Because I was feeling sick. I don't
know. Oh, you were saying because like you had to stop reading because it was hard to look at
yeah.
pages.
Yeah.
Got it. I was like, okay.
Do you ever read? You never read fiction, huh? Becca?
I love, weirdly, I love to read. Like if I get a book and mm-hmm. I'm like zoned in, don't want to do, it's kind of how I get when I'm like binge watching a show. Like I don't want to do anything until I finish the book. But it takes a good story. It takes a good first few pages to hold
sure.
my attention.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever read Redeeming Love?
Oh my, that was my favorite book
that's
of
like,
all time.
That's fiction.
But it's based off
based
of a
on Bible story.
Yeah, Bible story, yeah. I like this from Amanda. It's kind of funny. It says, "Hi, Becca, Tanya, and friends. This made me laugh, and I just thought I would share with you guys. I was re-listening to old podcast episodes today, in particular, episode 5, Double Texting Dilemma. I decided to see how far this dilemma goes, so went straight to my boyfriend." So she says, she sent a screenshot of her text. So she says, "Need your opinion because of the topic that's being discussed on my podcast. Does double texting matter after you are dating?" And he said, "What's double texting?" And she said, "Hey, how are you? What do you want to do tonight?" Then she said, "This is now a quad text." And he said, "LOL, damn, blowing me up." And she said, "Are you still into me?" And he said, "Absolutely."
See, double texting is okay.
After you're dating.
After you're dating.
I do 14 texts in a row and things are going just fine.
Thanks, Amanda. And thanks for re-listening to episodes.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear.
I also love this girl that says, "Hi, friends. We're friends, right?" I don't even know what her email says. I just love her, Hannah.
Oh.
We could do it. Okay, since you started it. I've been in love with one of my guy friends for years. I dated someone else, but as soon as that ended, I was immediately drawn back to this friend of mine. I don't think he feels the same way, but it's hard to say. We're kind of friends with benefits, but not on a regular basis, and kind of because it's G-rated. I'm also saving myself for marriage. That itself has been going on for like 1.5 years. I'm confused, but I don't want to lose our relationship. I feel like that could happen if I'm honest with my feelings. Have you ever been in a friends with benefits situation? Do you think there are ever any feelings behind it, or are they just using you? Curious for your opinions. I'm 24. I want to be married and have a family desperately. I'm too old to be doing the FWB thing. Although I don't think that's true. I think a lot of people your age do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. feel like Robert and I, before we started dating in a relationship or friends with benefits.
There's always feelings.
I think so, too. There's at least feelings on one side, but I feel like there's some feelings on both sides.
Well, there has to be some sort of reciprocation. Yeah. It's just like, how deep is that? Is it enough to be in a relationship, or is it just to entertain while you're waiting?
You cannot make it. Right. I don't know anyone that can just like, well, girls that just hook up with a dude that they're not attracted to and into.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could never do that. I'd barf. Ew.
You have to be attracted to them, and that is a good percentage of all the way there. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's only halfway or something, but it's a chunk of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's attracted
80%.
To you. Yeah, he's attracted to you. That's a huge bonus right there.
Mm-hmm.
But can you convert this into a relationship? That's the question.
All depends on
what is
so
G-rated?
Meaning like they're probably just like making out.
Yeah, or like.
Oh, I think it'd be more than that.
Laying down kissing. I call that laying down kissing.
I don't think he's coming around just to make out, though. There's got to be, and obviously they're not going all the way, but I'm thinking there's somewhere in between.
Right.
Like they get naked again.
Hand stuff.
I think there's some nakedness.
Hand stuff.
I don't think so. I think because she's saying G-rated, and she's saving herself for marriage, I don't think that this girl is.
Laying down kissing with clothes on. That's what that is. I guarantee you she will write us back. It's laying down kissing with clothes on.
But then he's got more feelings than that because he's clearly not, quote unquote, using her for anything if it's just laying down kissing.
No, right. They like each other. What? Laying down kissing? What is so funny?
Are we 12?
My friend Rich invented laying down kissing, and it sums up everything you need to know because that's what they're doing.
Wait, what? This? I don't get this. Laying down kissing. How do we know?
Because she said G-rated.
I know, but that could be.
Standing up.
Yeah.
No. Because that's just a kiss. She wouldn't have said G-rated.
I don't know if she understands movie ratings that well. Because you're right. G-ratings couldn't be more than kissing.
Guys, G-rated is just kissing in the movies.
But I don't think guys see that as benefits.
Laying down kissing with clothes on. I will bet you each $100.
Oh, please, Hannah. Come back.
Let's email her right now and see if she responds.
Okay.
Erica?
Yeah.
Erica's
$100
email
each.
Her right now. Please define.
I have my checkbook.
Okay.
They are laying down kissing with clothes on, maybe sometimes not, but that's.
I say it's more R-rated, and there is at least nudity involved.
I think they're maybe kissing standing up, and I don't think anything.
No, laying down kissing. Rolling around, laying
down
kissing.
Amy, clothed. Clothed kissing.
Laying down
kissing. Groping? Like a shirt, groping. A shirt could come off, but it's very G-rated. Like
shirt off is not G-rated.
Totally is.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Guys,
sure, we're going G-rated.
We're going first base. That's what she's saying. It's
okay.
Like first base.
First base.
I cannot wait to win this.
All right.
Wait.
Becca, what do you say?
Are you paying us
kissing? Kissing, standing up, like kissing, standing up.
Just
what's
kissing.
Her email?
Yeah.
Not even laying down, no groping, no nothing.
Nothing.
Tanya?
I'm saying kissing, not laying down, just straight vertical. Oh, wait, horizontal.
Wait, are they standing or laying down?
Standing up would be vertical.
Vertical kissing. Okay. Clothes on. And I would say maybe some boob touching.
Okay. All right.
That's about as far as I'll go.
All right. I'm saying that it's more than this. Otherwise, he's not coming around.
Okay. No, what? That's so. I think he likes her.
He has strong feelings for her if he's just coming around to make out every once in a while. That's strong feelings.
But we also don't know how long it's been. That might just be the groundwork he's laying.
I also think that they're like conservative Christians, and he is like very, like probably raised to be like respectful and likes her, but isn't going to do anything.
I know. I wish I wouldn't have said my boob touching, but it's
fine. You're done.
I'm
boob touching.
Put it down.
Let me ask you this. When you're laying down kissing, are you in the missionary position?
You can be. You could be any.
But that, now you're getting into dry humping, and that's another level.
No, they could be on a couch. Like, you know, on The Bachelor when she, like, got on top of him, and it was kind of like they were making out, but it's a little aggressive.
I have emailed
because
Hannah.
Thank you, Erica. Thank you.
Thank you, Erica.
Okay.
Wait.
Let Hannah know, spoiler alert, we can change her last name.
Or her name.
Well, we know it's Hannah.
Oh, that's right.
Right. She's stuck with that.
Forwards, backwards. Okay. It's the same.
Got it.
Yeah.
It is Hannah.
Sorry, Hannah.
Okay. Do we dive into my emotional problems? That's
Oh, you know
heavy.
What? I saw the email that was about.
It's too much.
I liked the email that was like talking about she's like torn on which side on the Robert thing.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's fine. Well, now emotional. You've talked about it so
it's
much.
It's fine. Okay. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's not about your emotional baggage.
Go, Mark. Read it for us.
Okay. Hi, Becca, Tanya, and Mark. Obsessed with the podcast. I do have some questions after y'all have been diving into Becca's emotional problems. What are Robert's thoughts regarding all of this, especially with giving some of the details of the relationship? You want to tackle that one at a time here?
Yeah. I haven't talked to him. I don't think he, I can't imagine that he loves it because it's somewhat personal, but I also think that we only speak highly of him. Yeah. Like, if anything, this has definitely been a thing where I talk about my issues and how he did everything right and there was just something missing. So,
and I think it's a part of your story. You know what I mean? Like, you were in a relationship.
Right.
And so-
yeah. Yeah. So it just is one of those things where everyone also knows who he is.
Right.
So it makes it a little more complicated. But I don't think, I've tried to make sure that anything I say about Robert is positive because there was nothing really negative to say about him, to be honest. Mm-hmm.
Tanya thinks timing is the issue. I hope it is, and that there's hope for Becca and Robert again, but I feel like we can assume that Becca has not met her guy after speaking with the therapist and the life coach. Would you agree with that?
Well, it was like 2 weeks ago, so yeah.
No, but she's saying you in your life, you have not met the guy.
Oh, yeah. Like I haven't already met him.
Yeah, your soulmate, your future husband, you've not met him yet.
I would say no, I think.
What are the chances Robert is your future husband? Scale of 1 to 100.
Wow.
Whoa.
What's wrong with that?
That's me. I'm just throwing
1 to 100.
That was not the email.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, that was
like
just
it's 100%, 0%.
I mean, 50, because I'm like not 100% sure, but I'm also not 100%
not sure.
Not sure.
That's pretty good, though. So anyway, Peyton says she's torn on which side to pick. Optimistic about the rekindling or optimistic about Becca finding her person that's not Robert? Not ruling him out. That could be the answer. Anyways, listening to y'all is the highlight of my week. Thank you for being a light to so many people. Peyton,
oh,
that's so nice.
Sweet. Thank you, Peyton.
Come to my side, Peyton.
Yeah. Well, come to my side. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I kind of feel like he's dating right now. So it's kind of like I don't want to be like, oh, we could maybe get together in the future because I don't expect him or want him to wait around for me to figure it out. So,
right.
As of now, no rekindling.
Right. But you know what? A chapter might end, but doesn't mean the book is finished.
I did not. That actually worked out well for you because I think that came off the top of your head.
The bar is low. We weren't expecting that to go so well.
No, thank
you.
Just leave that
Becca, why were you not on Winter Games? That's Alicia sent that in.
I was not on Winter Games because I wasn't on. They asked me to be on Winter Games, or they asked me to ask me if I wanted to do it. And when I initially heard about Winter Games, I was all about it. I thought it was going to be like Road Rules meets Bachelor,
right?
And I had a
like
few
the challenge,
yeah, like something more like where it was more about the competition, and then the dating stuff just happened naturally because girls and guys were living in the same house. But I don't know why I thought it was going to be different. But in true bachelor form, it was the date cards and the rose ceremonies. And I just didn't want to go through that again. That was about it.
Have you been watching it?
I watched the first episode and then like half of the second episode.
Are you good at winter sports?
I'm good at sports, I didn't grow up in the snow, so I don't know how I would fare. I'm pretty athletic.
But you don't look at that and say, oh man, that Norwegian guy, I really could have.
I feel like the American guys are the hottest guy. Like, I would have been into the American guy. So,
really?
I would have been like, I probably would have been like, oh, let's go on a date with Ben again and see if this can happen round two.
I like Jordan.
Who?
Which one is he?
Is that not right?
I don't think that's his name.
Jordan, the guy from New Zealand?
Yeah.
The one that was the bachelor and he like flipped a coin or whatever?
So hot? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wasn't, there was no one that was like, oh, but so.
Not to Benoit?
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 I love Yuki.
Wait, are you guys like
that's
watching
his name,
the same
Benoit.
Show?
Benoit.
Yeah.
Oh, Benoit.
Benoit.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's spelled Benoit.
Oh, Benoit.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Benoit.
Jeez, everyone's looking at me like I'm from Mars.
That just makes me realize there's a street in our neighborhood called Benoit, and I wonder if it's Benoit.
Benoit.
Oh, I bet it is.
Interesting.
All right.
I think we got to wrap it. Hannah has not responded.
I'm sorry.
We may have to pay it off.
Next week.
Okay, yeah. We have a lot of things to do next week.
Okay, but let me write this down because I messed this up this week. All right, next week, Grey's Anatomy quiz, how well do you know each other quiz. You're going to bring in the Pop-Tarts with butter. She forgot that this week.
Yeah, I'm going to bring them. They're going to be life-changing for everyone in this room.
All right. Ugh. And we're going to find out what Hannah's idea of a G-rated Friends with Benefits is. We'll get her phone number. We'll get her on.
Wait.
Hi, so I'm going to be $100 richer?
You mean I am?
Are you giving everyone $100?
Well, that's what we need to figure out.
Well, because also it's going to be tough because you, Becca, and Tanya basically agree.
No.
No?
She's saying laying down.
Oh, you're saying
she said
standing
boob
up.
Touching. I said standing up, kiss, okay. No boob.
Stand up.
No, yeah. Becca's going to lose. Stand up. There, nobody would call that G-rated friends with benefits. That's just
Hannah,
like,
Hannah, I am ready for $100.
So here's what we can also do. We'll end the podcast, but if you guys are still here when Hannah responds, we'll addend it after the music
plays.
Oh,
an addendum. Right. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, and did we already talk about the Grey's Anatomy quiz?
Yes, I forgot. I'm sorry. I forgot to do
but
that.
But also, okay. I'm like so pissed that there hasn't been new ones.
Because of Winter Games. Because
of Winter Games. Isn't that interesting?
Because of the real Winter Games.
Yeah.
That's why. The Olympics.
No, but ABC is screwing us with
all
these
shows
Winter
go
games.
Off during the Olympics.
This Is Us. Well, that's NBC. But Grey's Anatomy, we're still going to get 24 of them or 25, whatever it is. You're still going to get your full complement. They're just off for a while.
I watch enough Good Doctor.
Before we end, I watched the last Grey's Anatomy episode that y'all were like. I liked it better than Bailey's episode.
Okay. Me too.
It was solid.
Can somebody refresh on what happened?
That's the thing. It's hard to say what happened.
Oh, they're all trying to come up with something. The skin, the new private part.
Right.
Right. Yeah. The spleens, the 100 spleens.
The mini spleens. Right. And right.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it was fine. Totally fine.
Yeah, solid. Yeah. Solid episode.
All right. So thanks, everyone, for being here.
Thank you, ThreadUp, and thank you.
Yeah, thank you, ThreadUp. Thank you, BioClarity. Thank you for all the emails. We had even more that we didn't get to, but keep sending them in.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we'll get to read every email we have printed.
ScrubbingIn@iHeartMedia.com. And we are getting to the point now where that might be impossible because we're getting a lot.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's a good thing. Keep sending them in. We're very happy. The emails are the best, and y'all are so fun, and the topics are so interesting since I don't have anything like that going on in my personal life right now.
Can we also try and make a point to do something this week? Like,
to get my mojo back?
Yeah.
Or both of our mojo, I guess. Yeah.
Let's make a point to do
that. Yeah, we'll do that. All right. Well, thank y'all for listening. Make sure you subscribe so you know exactly when the new podcasts come out. Mm-hmm. Be like, what was her name who re-listened? Be like her and go back and listen to all of our podcasts.
And you know what would be nice? If you
Amanda.
Do enjoy the podcast,
Amanda, be like Amanda.
Maybe you could leave a nice little note, like a little comment saying how much you like it.
You know what would help us to do that on iTunes?
Because you know why?
Oh, yeah. Leave a comment on iTunes.
I am a listener now of podcasts. I listen to other podcasts.
Yeah, sure.
And I find myself looking at their ratings. And if they don't have a 5.0, I don't listen. And I read the comments.
So leave us nice comments.
Isn't that the world, though? You don't buy anything without comments.
Yeah.
You don't go to a restaurant without reading comments. It's all about comments nowadays.
I know, it's true. People's opinions matter.
Yeah.
So share yours.
Yeah, so share yours. Thank you, everyone, for listening once again. We are so happy to do this podcast. It's one of my favorite parts of the week. We love y'all. Keep sending emails. Have an amazing week. Mm-hmm. And happy Tuesday, time of death. You going to call it?
1507.
Got the
You're
math
good
again.
At that. It took me a minute.
Come on, Hannah.